Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
While the coronavirus pandemic has changed most aspects of our lives, one thing has remained fairly constant: crime. In Boston, statistics show gun crime seem to be unaffected by the health crisis, but police are seeing a difference in robberies. WBUR's Quincy Walters has our story.
On Wednesday afternoon, on the seventh anniversary of the Boston Marathon bombing, a daytime shooting in Dorchester.
Again, it's quite unfortunate. This incident happened in broad daylight.
That's Boston Police Commissioner William Gross at the city's latest fatal shooting. This time, the victim is a 17-year-old girl. Data from the Boston Police Department show no major change in the city crime rate during the pandemic. And since this pandemic started, Monica Cannon Grant has noticed more gunshots.
I've noticed that there have been an increase in non-fatal shootings, and there's been a lot of shots fired incidents.
Cannon Grant has been tracking crime in Boston for about 10 years. A few years ago, she made a Facebook page called Violence in Boston, Inc. that posts reported crimes. She says over the years, she's learned mass tragedy doesn't mitigate crime.
So the thing that comes to mind for me is the marathon bombing. I can remember at that time when we were still dealing with inner city shootings.
She's an op too. I should throw one left.
This Facebook Live video posted last week captures gunfire at night in Roxbury. Cannon Grant says the root of many crimes is poverty, and a public health crisis does not change that perpetual reality for many city residents.
For those that are living in communities that are disadvantaged, we're still poor.
Police are noticing a few changes in the crime statistics that make sense at a time when many businesses are closed and when people are staying home. Vehicle break-ins are up, residential break-ins are down. And while Cannon Grant may feel many are crimes of necessity, Police Commissioner William Gross suggests many are crimes of opportunity.
During this pandemic, there are those who try to prey upon this hardship. It won't be tolerated when you commit acts of violence or a crime in our neighborhoods. So full steam ahead. Nothing's changed.
Back in Dorchester, where 17-year-old Alyssa King was shot and killed Wednesday, her aunt Jessica Lewis pleads on TV news for the violence to stop, especially during the spread of COVID-19.
We're losing grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, friends, family. You know, that's already killing us. And now this is too much.
And if crime gets worse, some worry it could be too much for first responders already overwhelmed with the coronavirus pandemic. Cam Goggins is a former EMS worker who tracks emergency response calls throughout the city for the group Live Boston.
Every time that one of those calls comes in, paramedics, EMTs, firefighters, police officers that are out there, they're having to put themselves in further danger. And then on top of the normal danger of the job, now we have this pandemic they have to be worried about.
And during the health crisis, Monica Cannon Grant says citizens will still have to worry about crime.
Because now those that were working are home, community centers are closed, schools are closed, and a lot of people are feeling hopeless.
With more people filing for unemployment and reaching out for help, Cannon Grant says there could be an increase in crime. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters.